This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Upward Credit Union's very own Linda White and Jason Mertz-Prickett, as well as United Community Credit Union's very own Mark Dietrich. They're all talking about the importance of CEO and board succession planning in today's times of really, really great change. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are talking succession planning, CEO and board. So we're covering both bases here, a very important topic in our industry right now, obviously. But before we get into the topic, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me is Upward Credit Union's very own Linda White. Linda, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm doing good. I'm on the countdown. So it's
And the countdown, you mean you are on the road to retirement, right?
I am. And actually, I didn't change my name. My name says Kula because that is what I'll be doing. Right? Yeah. I know. So, yep. September 1st is the switch from me to Jason. And then I will be picking up with Kula.
All right. Nice segue. And Jason is right below Linda. Jason Mertz Prickett. Jason, how are you, sir? The incoming CEO. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having us today.
You're welcome.
Like Linda said, we're in the final week. And next Wednesday, the 31st, is Linda's last day as CEO.
Right here.
And I take over.
Right on. Very exciting. A little nervous, but a little exciting at the same time. But it's all good. All fun. And then last but not least, Mr. Mark Dietrich from United Community Credit Union. You're going to be talking about board succession, right?
That's right. Yes.
Good deal. And did I get your last name right? Is it Dietrich?
It's Dietrich. Yes, you got it right.
Gotcha. Woof. Got it right. All right. Good deal. All right, guys. Hey, I'm going to ask each one of you just off the bat here. What's, from your perspective, the importance of succession planning? Obviously, you guys have done it right. You've planned, you've done it right. But Linda, I'm going to let you go first. From your perspective, what's the importance of succession planning, especially in our industry where there's a lot of turnover right now, a lot of new blood coming in and a lot of the established folks going on to the next chapters of their lives? So what's your perspective here on the importance of this?
Viability of credit unions. And in our case, we're a boutique credit union.
Yeah.
So if we want to be around, we need to be planning for that. You know, it's been a ride. So I'll keep it short unless you want me to talk more. Of course, I can say lots more about why it's really important. I've been here 37 years. Mm-hmm. And the reality of it is that, you know, a lot of people, their first words out of the mouth is like, well, what would Linda do or what would Linda say?
Right.
To really, any industry, any credit union, how does it operate under different leadership?
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to pass that on.
Right. And we're going to get to each of your credit union stories on this front. But right now, individually, I just want to get your take on succession planning and the importance of it. And Jason, what's your perspective as the incoming CEO? What's your perspective on succession planning in today's environment?
Mike, I think Linda hit the nail right on the head there. We're a boutique credit union. And being able to continue to be that viable option for our members is really important to us as a management team. It was super important to our board. And they've really found a lot of value in really being very diligent in the way they walked through the succession planning aspect of it. And they really had it all figured out by the time I was notified back on November 1st of the pending changeover. But they really worked through it and made sure that everything was in place and we really were going to continue the legacy that we fought so hard to create here.
Yeah, that's an important thing, keeping that legacy, that continuity as well. So yeah, so good stuff. And we'll get to that in a little bit more detail here in a second. But Mark, I want to get your perspective from the board perspective, because you're going to focus on board succession planning. And unfortunately, Michelle couldn't be here today. Michelle Miller couldn't be one of your board members there. So, but from your perspective, the significance of this from a board angle.
Yeah, so from a board angle, you know, we've looked at the CEO succession plan, and we're actually in pretty good shape because, you know, I'm younger, my management team's younger, so we kind of have that all worked out. But, you know, from the board perspective, it gets harder and harder every year to find new board members whenever you have board members go off, and it's difficult to transfer that knowledge. You know, the learning curve for a board member is, you know, several years before mm-hmm. they really get up to speed. So our board, as they kind of looked around, they felt that in order to maintain, you know, be a viable credit union in the future, we really need to focus on this and get some, you know, younger individuals on there, diversify. So,
yep. Yeah, very important. And I'm going to stick with you, Mark. I want to get your kind of your story, the process. And again, unfortunately, Michelle couldn't be here, but if you can speak for her and then and obviously for yourself on what that process was like and how important it is for you guys at your credit union too. So what was share with us your story.
So the story was we just made it part of our strategic plan. So we really made it a focal point and a strategic focus to diversify the board. You know, the board, as we looked around, I think at the time we had only one female on the board and the average age was, you know, well over 60 years. And they realized that in order to, you know, be viable in the future, that we need to bring in some younger board members as well as diversify, you know, not only demographics, but also skill sets, because we had a lot of the same type of skill sets as well. So we looked at it from, you know, both points of view, and they really took a hard look at, you know, what they wanted, you know, as far as skill sets, you know, what other skills we needed on the board, what other things we needed, and then how do we go out and recruit those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so we developed a formal application. We've never had a formal application for the board process. We developed a board welcome packet for new directors, you know, that goes over what a credit union is, what's involved in volunteering for a credit union. We developed a nice little one-sheeter that we can just hand out to individuals that just gives a brief overview of the credit union and what we're looking for so that we can give it out. And then what we did was we went out into the community and tried to recruit board members. So
wow.
A lot of our management team is on other boards.
Okay.
And so they would recruit.
Okay.
We asked our tellers front line to recruit, you know, so new individuals.
So you guys are on the recruiting trail, so to speak. So what challenges did you experience there? And then how did you guys get over that hump, so to speak, and find the right person or the right people?
Yeah, so we've actually found now Michelle. We added Michelle. After Michelle, we actually added another associate board member. And then right before Michelle, we had added another board member as well, that they were recruited by a board member that was going off. So, you know, really it's getting over the hump is just making it a priority and making sure that, you know, this is a focal point of the board. The board takes ownership of it. They make it a priority. We talk about it at every meeting and make sure that, you know, this is really a goal that we need to get to.
Yep. And why do you feel it was a success?
So it's a success because we're getting younger, more diversified board members. You know, now we've added a couple females to the board, you know, that was previously a male dominated board. We've added more skill sets. Michelle's in investments. We'd never had anybody in investment.
Oh, okay.
She's an investment advisor. So investments, we added an individual that is in construction, which we're doing a facilities study on all of our branches. So that's going to really help us out. And then we also added a realtor. So someone that can help from the real estate side and really give some good input. Yeah.
The topsy-turvy world of real estate.
Yeah. So it's really trying to figure out those skill sets and what you want and going out and trying to find them.
Right on.
And you know, they're willing. You just got to ask them.
Yeah, exactly. It's so important. All right, let's switch over to CEO succession planning with Linda and Jason here. Linda, can you share your story a little bit here? And then Jason, you can chime in as well, because you were already working at United or at Upward, right? So Linda, Jason, can you share your story on how that process went and why you guys felt it was a success? Linda, you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. Like I said, being here 37 years, it was like, I didn't want to be here so long that I didn't want the door to hit me on the way out, kind of speak.
Gotcha.
And I think the other thing that's like you said, Jason was on staff, and knowing that I had somebody on staff that was ready, willing, and able to do it really kind of helped.
Yep.
As you know, you pick up the paper every day, there's another boutique, small credit emerging away. And, you know, this has been a conversation with the board for over 5 years, unbeknownst to Jason. But that's in our planning sessions. We were having a fireside chat with the board in which I was talking about, and it's been a process. You know, it's very emotional because I've been here so long, and don't ask me to talk the last 7 days. It's getting really hard. But to kind of like, what does that look like? And then to kind of go, there's three things that we can do. We can like recruit from outside. We can recruit from inside, or we can merge. Those are three options. Mm-hmm. And immediately the board threw out merging was not an option. Yeah. We're viable. We want to stay around. And, you know, we've built a good, solid credit union, and there's so much more to come and to pass it on. It's time for there's the platform's changing, the landscape's changing. And then as we were nearing it, we were like, do we go outside? And the board was like open to that. But the reality of it is that we're like right near San Francisco and Silicon Valley. We're sandwiched between the two. So the cost of living is incredibly high. And to bring somebody from the outside into this environment, we pay good. But if you don't live here already, you're in some sticker shock.
Yeah, talk about real estate. Oh my gosh.
Correct. And so, you know, like, what are we going to find? And then, like I said, knowing we had somebody in-house that was wanting it and verbalize that and had the competencies, it was about what do we need to do to bring him to that point? And he has the competencies to do it. So.
Wow, she teed you nice there, Jason. Yeah, give us the process from your perspective, because obviously you've been working at Upward, and it's almost kind of like, I don't want to say he's been groomed for this, but I'm probably in the process of being groomed for it. Is that a fair assessment, or give us your take, Jason?
Well, I've been with the credit union a little over 5.5 years now. And, you know, definitely looking back on, especially in maybe the last 2.5 to 3 years, there's definitely been a shift where Linda has been delegating more and more to me and passing things off and really getting me more involved at the board level as well.
Yeah.
And really steering a lot of those conversations, action and agenda items. She's really been, you know, walking me down this path unbeknownst to me until, you know, the last several months.
Right. This surprise.
All in the works.
Yeah.
And here we are.
That's a great surprise. So, I mean, yeah. And so why do you guys feel that this process was a success for you? Obviously, every credit union is different. And even, you know, Mark's credit union, from the board perspective, every credit union is different in this process. But for you guys, what worked for you guys? Why was this a success on your part? Jason, I'll let you go first.
I think the big thing is we've got a very tenured staff across all levels of our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, change can be a good thing, but it can also be very challenging for some staff to navigate. And I think having an internal candidate who's been with the credit union for a few years already really helps the staff also make this transition and really, you know, takes the fear of an unknown, you know, candidate coming in and what are they going to do? How badly are they going to shake things up? You know, at least with an internal candidate, they know the person, they know, you know, their intentions, they know what the credit union needs to them. So they really have a chance to, you know, take the fear factor out of the transition.
Yeah, good point. Good point. And Linda, I want to get your take on that as well. Why do you feel that this process for you guys was a success? Was it because to me, I'm hearing continuity as well. That sounds like a really key element here. So what's your take?
Yeah, it's helping everybody to kind of glide into the change. And even like for me, it's helping me to glide out easier, to have somebody there taking things on more and more. And also to give us the opportunity to kind of look at, you know, the things that Jason's doing and how do we replace it? Because it gives him the opportunity to, like I said, ease into that and figure out what needs to be, what do we need to take off his plate and do? So thank goodness for outsourcing, but it's really giving that opportunity for people to gently understand and work with it. He talked about our tenured employees, and thank you for taking that, Jason, because I was on a panel this past weekend for the leagues, the California Credit Union Leagues Shapiro Summit, and talked about it. And we're talking about how we communicated it to the staff, the tenured staff. It was an emotional journey.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. but it's working out quite well right now. And to have board buy-in as well as you talked to, you said you had the fireside chat with the board to bring them into the loop, obviously, and to have those three choices and to come to a consensus, an alignment, if you will. So, which leads me back to Mark and, you know, how important it is to have that board in place, the right people on the board as well. And kind of my last question to you, Mark, is what advice would you have for other credit unions that made your process a success here, the succession planning for the board, a success? I'm sure you're going to use that process as other people, you know, transition in and out of the board. So what advice would you have for other credit unions out there who might be struggling with this right now, maybe experiencing some challenges?
Yeah, so I would say, I assume most credit unions are kind of like our position. You get to the end of every year and you know, you ask who wants to read it, because we don't have terms for our board. It's just every year. And so you get to the end of the year and it's like, okay, who wants to re-up? And everybody raises their hand, and maybe one person doesn't. Now you're like, okay, we got to replace John. You know, what do we do? You know, so I think it's make it a focus first off and get the board buy-in on it. You know, make sure that you get the board to buy in and take ownership of it. Because if they don't, you know, if they're not on board, then I don't think it's going to be a success. So they really have to have buy-in and understand the point of doing this. It's not to replace them per se, but it's to, you know, get a plan in place so that as we go down the road, we can maintain our viability. Mm-hmm. And if we have four board members that decide to go off, you know, we don't have to merge because we have candidates in the, you know, ready to go that will get on the board. So I think it's just getting the buy-in of the board and making sure that they take ownership of it and take responsibility. And then just make it a priority and develop a plan and then, you know, execute to the plan like anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that's the second time the word viable has come up. Linda, you mentioned it in the very beginning about, hey, this stuff has to be in place to be viable. And so, yeah, both you guys mentioned that. So that's actually a really, really good thing for sure. And Linda, what advice would you have for other credit unions out there in a CEO succession planning process? What have you guys learned that works and for maybe other credit unions who might be challenged in this area?
Well, I think we always had some sort of a succession plan, because the reality of it is we should have catastrophic succession planning as you get close to a reality of this type of succession planning. It's good. But to have nothing in place, you're asking for the regulators really to come down and institute what they're looking at doing, which I don't really agree with.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But and this again, the whole reason to have these types of plans is to keep something like something sudden from happening, you know, and then you guys are caught off guard and it's mayhem from there. So and Jason, as the incoming CEO, what advice would you have for credit unions out there just based on what you guys have learned so far?
I think it's really important that credit unions, especially boutique credit unions, you know, really start looking internally and grooming a potential candidate to step into that role.
Right, right.
So one of the things I'm really thankful for is the board took this approach and we didn't become another boutique credit union statistic of a merger. And I think there's a lot of opportunity out there, whether it's encouraging your younger and up and coming managers to get more involved, you know, in the various trade associations, the CUNA councils, young professional groups. You know, there's a lot of opportunity out there. And I think management really needs to start encouraging that, because that's going to naturally help these up and coming managers progress in their career and then be able to present themselves as viable candidates for the CEO role.
Indeed, the third time the word viable has come about. So third time's the charm. So yeah, so I mean, again, that's a very important word here, because I mean, that's my takeaways from this conversation is viability, continuity, diversity on a board especially. So yeah, so you guys are doing it right. And this is great, great takeaways here. Anything else to add? Mark, I'll let you have any final thoughts here from your perspective on a board succession plan?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. We'll wrap it up there. Jason, any final thoughts here from your perspective on CEO succession planning?
I just want to take this opportunity and once again, you know, wish Linda all the best in retirement. And, you know, I can't wait to see what her second act of her career with Kula is going to show off. So
us good luck. Too. Us too. Well said. Well said. Linda, I'll let you have the final word here.
But this is my last interview as a CEO. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm honored. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you again, Linda, for the service that you have not only provided your credit union, but the industry as well. We're better people for it. We're a better industry for it. So thank you for all the hard work over the years that you have done.
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, well, at the credit union.
Right. There you go.
At Upward. So I'm just saying, hey, thank you for all the hard work that you've done there to make that credit union a success, you know, and to lay or set the table nicely for Jason to come in and take the reins and take that baton and run with it. So yeah, great stuff. Great stuff from everybody today. So thank you so much for all your input. And again, tons of takeaways here. So really excited to get this one posted for you. So thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. Well done. Keep up the good work there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You are.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.